You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. If you haven't heard of the Kalamazoo indie folk band Less Is More, you might have at least heard of their blended acoustic cover of the songs Cool Kids and Riptide, a collaboration they did with the band The Queen and King. It's reached over 22 million plays on Spotify.
Taken away to the dark side, I wanna be your left hand man. She sees him walking in a straight line, but that's not really her style. And they all got the same heartbeat, but hers falling behind.
That was just something that we decided to do with our friends when we were visiting in Nashville when we were on tour last year.
That's Jane Finkel. She's a vocalist, pianist, and a ukulele player for the band.
And it was just an idea. They said, hey, we want to record a song. Do you guys want to as well? And then we recorded it in about 15 minutes and then just kept hanging out for the rest of the night. We had no idea it was going to reach the level that it did.
So has this song done anything for you guys as a band? You know, has it helped to get gigs or push you in any way?
It definitely has helped us to get quite a few gigs, but it's very different from most of the music that we play. So that's definitely also been a challenge, is to have this success and to celebrate it, but not to fall into it, because most of our music doesn't really sound like that. And in order to create our own level of success outside of that single has been a fun challenge, and it's been going very well.
This happened while Less Is More was on its first national tour, a 3.5 month tour to be exact. Guitarist and vocalist Brian Spencer says that might sound long, but it was necessary. That's because this tour was about more than just music. The band spent time volunteering for charities in almost every city they visited. They called it the Time Isn't Money Tour.
I think it really tied in the entire trip and made us feel like we were doing something bigger than maybe we had thought we were going to get involved in at the very beginning. So,
I mean, we wanted to do something that didn't involve money, because a lot of times charity tours and doing things for charity, it often involves giving money, and it's not always certain where that money is going. And also, we just didn't have a lot of money to just give. And we were trying to promote the idea that you don't have to be rich in order to give back, that you can give back talents that you have or even talents that you don't have. I had never farmed before, and we went tomato picking and helped with that and just different things like that. But one of the most valuable parts for us and for them, because there's not too much you can do in one day with a charity, but giving our music to people that wouldn't generally get a performance just for them, that was powerful for all of us.
Quite as popular as their Riptide cover, the band's version of the song Wagon Wheel has also gained some notoriety. Spencer says the band actually decided to do the cover as a joke. Finkel says the song has already been covered over and over again. All the same, she says they wanted to make it their own.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way up to North Carolina. Made it down the coast in 17 hours and I'm picking me a bouquet.
We thought that we would look into the words in order to fully change it, not just to sing it differently, but to understand it differently. And when we deconstructed the lyrics, we found that they were actually pretty sad and pretty lonely, and definitely not coming from a happy place, even if it's sung in a happy tune. Because this person is alone, and not only alone, but kicked out of everywhere that he moves to, and is just kind of searching for love in all the wrong places, and just not understanding how to fill that void in themselves. So we decided to try to create that atmosphere in our song of and that is also kind of the completion of the joke, is making this song incredibly serious.
Spencer calls Less Is More a vocally driven band. In fact, Spencer and Finkel met in an a cappella group at Albion College. Came out with their first album, Amid the Flowers, Finkel says they've tried to get away from so many harmonies and focus on other instrumentation. Their newest band member, drummer Michael Sword, has helped them to do that. Sword was able to learn all of the Less Is More material in about 3 weeks before their latest tour in Michigan. He says he had to learn it so fast that he forgot to learn the names of the songs.
They would be having conversations about what song to play first or last, and by title, I just didn't know what they were, you know, and I felt bad, so I figured, well, I'll start figuring it out. I just didn't, so I finally had to just admit. But I could play the material. That was the important part.
Yeah.
And he had them figured out enough that he never missed a beat. There was never, we didn't even know. We would say, how about 3-2-1 next? And go, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, good one.
And then it was, he never missed it.
Well, there wasn't a song that I had to start, so I just, there'd be just, you know, a little tidbit here or there, and I would know by sound what was happening.
So, what's next for the band? Brian Spencer says they're planning to record a few singles at the end of this month. Finkel says they're also tweaking their sound a bit to get back to the style their fans love.
We started off doing kind of the standard start of a band, where we also had a deadline where we had to be done composing all of our songs before we recorded the first album. And so those songs were kind of soft and easy listening, and then we strayed as far away from that as we could and started getting pretty bizarre and pretty wacky. And then, which was really fun for us, but we noticed that the attention and the enjoyability from the audience members was kind of going down a little bit because it was harder to follow. And now we're trying to take the things that we are known for, such as our harmonies, and then combine them with a bit of bizarre instrumentation and composition, and then combining that with a structure that people's ears want to listen to.
Less Is More will play alongside Brooklyn band The Bones of J.R. Jones and Kalamazoo singer-songwriter Alex Quinlan tonight at 8 at Louis Trophy House Grill. There's more concert info and a longer interview with the band on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.